The Dream Highway Podcast presents Steve's Stories. Change your story, change your life.
Well, hello, my friend, and welcome to Steve's Stories. Let me ask you a question. Do you consider yourself a copycat, an imitator of others, a follower of trends? Or do you think that you're more of your own person, marching to the beat of a different drummer, setting your own trends and being a trailblazer? Well, this past weekend, as I went for my walk, I noticed a family out with two very small children. The older of the two siblings was well ahead of the younger on her small bicycle. The younger was trailing her a ways back on a much smaller, and in my opinion, a much cuter little bike, and watching her big sister intently. It reminded me of when my girls were little. Carly, my younger, would watch her older sister Krista and imitate her. It's just natural. I think that's how humans grow. They see the older ones doing something and they just want to do it too. That's why we have toy cars, toy phones, toy kitchens, etc. The little ones want to imitate the bigger ones. It's monkey see, monkey do. Why is it then that when we see others doing something really impressive, we sometimes think that we could never do that as well? For example, as I was walking and noticing these little kids, I was listening to some classical guitar music. I heard some masterful playing and I thought to myself, oh, I could never do that. Well, I'm glad that I recognized those thoughts as disempowering so I could counter them. First of all, how do I know that for sure? How do I know that I could never do that? Secondly, even if it were true, what does it matter? I'm just trying to enjoy some music on a sunny summer Sunday afternoon, for crying out loud. What I thought was really cool, though, was when moments later I got to the park, I saw some boys playing catch with a football. One of them had one arm in a sling, yet he was still going out for a pass. The quarterback threw the ball to him, and he caught it one-handed. Now, I wonder how many times that young boy has seen someone playing football with their arm in a sling. Probably not too often. He probably sees and hears more often than not the message to play it safe. Injured people don't play, after all. They just simply sit on the sidelines. So, do you see others doing something and think, oh, you could never do that? Or do you see others doing something and think, I'd like to try that? Or maybe you see yourself doing something that nobody else is doing and think, let me push the limits and find out what's possible. Monkey can't do, monkey could do, or monkey sets the new standard. If you were to imitate one of these monkeys, which one would you like it to be?
Thanks for listening to Steve's Stories. Listen every Friday to change your story and change your life.